He's been seen on CNBC, the Fox News Channel, and the Fox Business Channel. His articles can be found on MarketWatch, Seeking Alpha, TheStreet.com, and many other places. He's the author of the weekly Best Stocks Now newsletter and the inventor of the Best Stocks Now app. He's president of Gunderson Capital Management. Here is professional money manager, Bill Gunderson.
And welcome to the Tuesday, March the 19th, live edition of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour with professional money manager Bill Gunderson, president of Gunderson Capital Management. We've got a sea of green across the screen so far here today. Of course, it's all about the close, but right now the Dow up 97 points. And we're breaking through that 26,000 level again. We're at 26,011. That puts the Dow up 0.4% this morning. We have the S&P 500 up 9. It's at 2842. Very significant technical event in the technical analysis of the S&P took place late last week. The S&P today is at 2842. Over at the NASDAQ, we're up 27 points right now. That puts the NASDAQ at 7,742. Very important technical events taking place in the technical indicators of the market. I wrote all about it last week in my newsletter. Crude oil is up 16 cents at $59.25. We've got crude oil now challenging $60. Per barrel, which it hasn't been there for quite some time. And crude oil is looked at as an indicator for global growth. Gold is up $8.10 to $13.09. Silver's up 9 cents to $15.41 per ounce. We've got the bond market very quiet again today. We have interest rates up 2 basis points this morning, which puts the 10-year now at 2.62%. So welcome to the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour with professional money manager Bill Gunderson, president of Gunderson Capital Management, broadcasting again today from the shores of the Ashley River, where high tide was about an hour ago. It wasn't an extreme high tide. We must have a full moon out there. I love to watch those tides, you know, the market. There's a lot of similarities between the tides and the market. The tide comes in and the tide goes out, and there's a time to be in and there's a time to be out. Well, I begin today, I have 569 B-plus or better ranked stocks out of my Best Stocks Now database of 5,079. Now, this is way above average, meaning the market is very strong still. The tide continues to come in on the S&P 500, on the NASDAQ, on the Dow. In fact, there were some significant technical occurrences last week as you look at the technical analysis, which I do every week in my newsletter. I don't think it's enough to just look at valuations, and I don't think it's enough to just look at momentum and relative strength, but I also think it's vital to look at those technical pictures, which I look at a lot of charts on a daily basis. And on the weekend in the newsletter, that's the Best Stocks Now newsletter, I take a look at all the major asset classes and where they stand right now technically. So you have a visual picture of what's going on in the markets and in commodities and in indexes around the world. Right now, 569 B-plus or better ranked stocks in my database of 5,079. That's a very strong number. Now, yesterday we had an okay day. It was up, then it was down. And by the end of the day, it was up. We had a little bit of follow-through from last week. We had a little buying interest as investors look ahead to the Fed policy meeting this week. Here we go again. Our friends at the Fed are having a little get-together, powwow. They'll order lunch who had the ham on rye without mayo, you know, pass it around. And then they'll talk about the economy, and they'll talk about interest rates, and they'll talk about monetary policy. And then they'll report to us tomorrow on their decision, which is more likely to leave interest rates untouched. It would be a shock to everybody if they raised, hiked interest rates at this point in time, especially given the tone that Jerome Powell, our Fed chairman, has been sounding here recently. You know, the market seems to also be shrugging off the continued delays in the trade deal summit between President Trump and President Xi. Now, as I reported yesterday, it may not happen until June. But you know what else the market, I think, is looking at a little bit? I think they like the delay in Brexit. Why would I say that? Because over the weekend I pointed out that the European markets are breaking out. You can use, I use VGK as a proxy. That is the Vanguard European Index. And look at that. It's breaking out again today. You see, the European markets, Brexit scares them. They feel more warm and comfy in their nice little blanket without Brexit. And that very apparent in the breakout of the, even though Europe seems to be headed for a recession, things really slowing down in Germany. You've got riots in France, all kinds of problems over there in Europe. But the European market's breaking out. I got to say, it's all about Brexit right now, which now looks like it may be put off for the next 9 to 12 months. Will it ever happen? Well, we'll see. We've still got Boeing in the news. We'll get to that in a minute. The FOMC, not sure what time that meeting is going to happen. I'll have to check my text messages and see what time I need to be there. But today's economic calendar, the FOMC meeting begins, all right? And we do have a pretty strong jump out of the gate here so far with the market. The market seems to be pretty happy right now, especially with Jerome Powell. And I would say that this new leg up that I'm seeing in the market was really ignited by Chairman Powell's appearance on 60 Minutes last week. Now, I think 60 Minutes, their agenda was to make the economy look worse than it really is. And they tried like heck to get Jerome Powell to side with them, and he wouldn't. It's all he would say is how strong the economy is. And in addition to that, how patient he and his cohorts at the FOMC are about raising interest rates. And that set off a big rally in the stock market, much to 60 Minutes' chagrin, I'm sure. And that rally has continuing into today here, into this week. Boeing shares. Let's check in on our friends at Boeing. Boeing is up today 1.3%. It's up $4.69 per share. Go figure. Boeing was down 1.8% yesterday as they talked about the similarity between the Indonesia crash and the Ethiopia crash. It's almost a certainty that there's something wrong in the Boeing software in the cockpit there, and the training does not seem to have been adequate of the problems and the way to overcome the problems. The U.S. Transportation Department is now probing our own FAA, their approval of the 737 MAX, and in particular, its MCAS anti-stall system. While the Seattle Times is reporting that Boeing's safety analysis of the new MCAS had crucial flaws, including understating the power, and that the FAA followed a standard certification process on the MAX rather than extra inquiries. So our own FAA may have some culpability here. Meanwhile, investigators into the crash reportedly found striking similarities in a vital flight angle with the MAX that came down off Indonesia last October. And the French are saying that the Ethiopian crash and the Indonesia crash showed clear similarities. And well, Boeing stock is up today. Different analysts are weighing in on Boeing. Argus analyst John Eade has downgraded Boeing to a hold from a buy, while others are saying, you know what, ride it out. Boeing has been a great stock company over the years. This is Bill Gunderson. This is the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. We'll be right back.
The 2019 Best Stocks Now Tour of America kicks off in Dallas on Wednesday, April 3rd, Thursday, April 4th, and Friday, April 5th. The Gunderson team will be at the Hilton Dallas-Fort Worth Lake Conference Center in the Grapevine area on those days. Bill Gunderson will be available to meet with you to discuss your current portfolio needs. Bill only has about 20 time slots available, and they'll sell out quick, so book your reservation early. Bill will also be teaching a workshop on the market on Wednesday, April 3rd. The workshop will also be held at the Hilton Conference Center in the Grapevine area. The workshop begins at 6:30 p.m. and will go until 8 p.m. Bill will be going over the current conditions in the economy and the market at that workshop. You'll also need a reservation to attend the workshop. To book an appointment with Bill or reserve seats for the workshop, give us a call at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST. You can also sign up on the website at GundersonCapital.com. That's GundersonCapital.com. See you in Dallas.
The stock market has never been busier or harder to keep up with. One day biotechs are hot. The next day they are not. High tech is down. Low tech is up. And what about bonds and your 401k? So many questions coming faster than ever. But now you can keep up by subscribing to the Best Stocks Now podcast. Take it with you wherever you go. The Best Stocks Now podcast comes to you from the headquarters of Gunderson Capital Management, a nationally recognized firm that handles over $100 million in assets. Not a newsroom. That is why the Best Stocks Now podcast is one of the most popular shows of its kind, and why you see Bill Gunderson so often on so many national financial news shows. Just subscribe one time and it's delivered automatically to your smartphone or computer every day. And don't tell your accountant, but it's free and easy to find at pwstreet.com. pwstreet.com, the Best Stocks Now podcast. Don't miss a thing. Get it now.
Are you a die-hard do-it-yourself investor? Bill Gunderson makes the tools that he developed to professionally manage money available to you. I invented the Best Stocks Now app, which gives you relative performance, valuations where possible, and my proprietary ranking on almost 5,000 stocks, mutual funds, and ETFs. The cost is $9.99 per month. And if you want to see all my live trades in all four portfolios, you can subscribe for $89 per month. Visit my website at GundersonCapital.com. That's GundersonCapital.com. Gunderson Capital Management is expanding. We continue to grow at a very rapid rate. With clients all across the country, subscribers all across the world, and a daily national radio show, we are looking to beef up our sales force. If you are currently within the sound of my voice and are interested in working for one of the most innovative financial firms in the industry, send us your resume. Licensed advisors are preferred. Send your resume to recruiting@GundersonCapital.com. That's recruiting@GundersonCapital.com.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stay
stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
And welcome back here to the second quarter of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. Well, let's just go back to Boeing here for 1 minute. Here's the Argus downgrades Boeing to a hold from a buy, but here's what Melius says, okay? That's a research firm. They say if you're a long-term Boeing shareholder and you believe in the long-term thesis predicated on secular growth in air travel, well, not if it's up to Ocasio-Cortez. We'll be, electric cars everywhere and high-speed rail. But if you believe in the secular growth in air travel, then I think you're in a position where you ride out the storm and you expect some volatility. But if you're looking to trade around this as a catalyst, I don't think this is something that is going to resolve itself in a matter of days or weeks. It's more like months. Another analyst, Vertical Research, expects the 737 MAX to be grounded for about 2 months. But that could be an optimistic assessment as the FAA's approval process for the plane is now being questioned. So there you go. There's the latest on Boeing. The stock is up today. Theresa May is now seeking a 9 to 12 month Brexit delay, and that's got the European markets all excited. Okay, they're excited with this news. I am personally not an investor in Europe. Maybe I own a few stocks that have some exposure there to Europe, but Germany continues to slow down. France has got issues. They continue to have about 1% or lower growth. Looks to me like they're headed for a recession. But all of a sudden, Europe has perked up big time, breaking out today through resistance on the news that Brexit may now be 9 to 12 months out. And down in Brazil, now remember, Brazil recently elected a pro-business guy, like we did here in America, but Donald Trump, they elected a businessman, Jair Bolsonaro, and the Bovespa is hitting record highs. In fact, yesterday the Bovespa hit 100,000 on optimism that an overhaul of the country's social security system will be approved by its Congress. Brazil is up 14% so far. And, of course, there's a lot of ways to play Brazil. The best way, probably EWZ, which is an ETF, exchange-traded fund, that corresponds to the Bovespa. It's a $9.2 billion ETF, so plenty of liquidity. And, of course, there's Petrobras, and there's the Brazilian electric companies, utilities. A lot of different ways to play Brazil. I don't have any exposure right now to Brazil, but their market breaking out and hitting a record high down there, overhauling their Social Security, which at some point in time we all know, this is one of the subjects that always comes up when I see Alan Greenspan on TV. He says, you know what? Look, the entitlements are not sustainable. Now, they want me to eat sustainable scallops from a sustainable farm. Well, we've got an unsustainable Medicare system and an unsustainable Social Security and $21 trillion in debt, which is also unsustainable. Well, it's refreshing to see that Brazil is tackling their problems with their entitlements, and it's just, it has to happen at some point here in the U.S. Ford is boosting SUV production at the Kentucky plant. You know, the South is becoming quite a leader in car automobile manufacturing. Here in Charleston, the Volvo plant is being built. That's going to bring thousands of jobs to this area. In fact, a whole city is going up around the Volvo plant called Nexton. And we've already got the Mercedes-Benz. They build those here in Charleston, the great big vans that can be converted into RVs, BMW. Charleston builds the SUV BMW. I guess we're becoming the SUV capital of the world here. And, of course, Charleston has rail, is fed by rail, and it's also a very important port. And I know that in Trump's latest budget, he's putting in $112 million of the $500 million that's needed to dredge the Charleston Harbor so that even bigger ships can come in and out. Usually when we drive over the bridge here, we see three ships being unloaded over in the Mount Pleasant area, and we see three ships being unloaded at the Old Navy shipyard here. So this is a very bustling little city here and port. Elon Musk should have sought pre-approval of his tweets. You know, every day there's news on Tesla, speaking of cars. The SEC is doubling down. They say it's stunning that Elon Musk didn't seek pre-approval of any of his Tesla-related tweets in the month since he was ordered by a judge to do so. I'll tell you, Musk is a loose cannon. You know, a lot of times these brainiacs are like that. He certainly has produced and invented a lot. But he doesn't like the SEC telling him what to do. Google is taking on the video game industry. You know, this is interesting. This is a very interesting development. Google is attempting to become the Netflix of the gaming industry and streaming these games. Google looking to diversify its revenue forces. Of course, Google is the G in FANG. They are taking a stab at revolutionizing the $130 billion gaming industry currently dominated by Microsoft, Sony, Nintendo. Their main focus is not on a console, but instead a streaming platform that can be likened to the Netflix for video games. This is a good development here for Google. And I've been watching Google stock break out recently and kind of leading the charge. In fact, the FANG stocks have been pretty strong. Big, big breakout in Amazon yesterday. Did anybody see that? If you follow me, you saw it because I sent out not only a tweet. Look at that. It's breaking out again today. Now, Amazon continues to be one of my biggest holdings. Amazon is up another $24 today after a major technical breakout yesterday. And just like that, Amazon is back to $17.66 today. Up $24 a share. You look at that technical breakout, would you, of Amazon? And it looks like Google's going to follow right behind. And I also notice Netflix is getting very perky once again, although it's down a little bit today. Don't ever write off those FANG stocks. They are powerful. Apple continues to break out. What else is breaking out right now? I made some important observations yesterday that I want to report back to you when we come back. This is Bill Gunderson.
When you lose power for a whole day due to a storm, it can seem endless. But there's a new kind of storm brewing, one that could target our nation's power grid and turn off the power not just for days, but months or even longer. Would you be prepared? Veteran news anchor Ted Koppel's new book, Lights Out, details this exact scenario It's why many Americans are securing their own solar-powered generators to provide an endless supply of life-saving electricity without gas, fumes, or noise. When it comes to lightweight and powerful solar generators, the breakthrough Patriot Power Generator 1500 has it all, providing up to 1,500 continuous watts of clean, quiet, and free renewable solar power. You'll be able to power heat and lights, preserve food, recharge cell phones and computers, and keep critical medical devices going day after day, all from rechargeable solar power. If a blackout strikes, be protected with the power you need when you need it most. The Patriot Power Generator 1500. For all of the details, just go to blackout26.com. That's blackout26.com. Blackout26.com.
The 2019 Best Stocks Now Tour of America kicks off in Dallas on Wednesday, April 3rd, Thursday, April 4th, and Friday, April 5th. The Gunderson team will be at the Hilton Dallas-Fort Worth Lake Conference Center in the Grapevine area on those days. Bill Gunderson will be available to meet with you to discuss your current portfolio needs. Bill only has about 20 time slots available, and they'll sell out quick, so book your reservation early. Bill will also be teaching a workshop on the market on Wednesday, April 3rd. The workshop will also be held at the Hilton Conference Center in the Grapevine area. The workshop begins at 6:30 p.m. and will go until 8 p.m. Bill will be going over the current conditions in the economy and the market at that workshop. You'll also need a reservation to attend the workshop. To book an appointment with Bill or reserve seats for the workshop, give us a call at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST. You can also sign up on the website at GundersonCapital.com. That's GundersonCapital.com. See you in Dallas.
Gunderson Capital Management is expanding. We continue to grow at a very rapid rate. With clients all across the country, subscribers all across the world, and a daily national radio show, we are looking to beef up our sales force. If you are currently within the sound of my voice and are interested in working for one of the most innovative financial firms in the industry, send us your resume. Licensed advisors are preferred. Send your resume to recruiting@GundersonCapital.com. That's recruiting@GundersonCapital.com. Are you a die-hard do-it-yourself investor? Bill Gunderson makes the tools that he developed to professionally manage money available to you. I invented the Best Stocks Now app, which gives you relative performance, valuations where possible, and my proprietary ranking on almost 5,000 stocks, mutual funds, and ETFs. The cost is $9.99 per month. And if you want to see all my live trades in all four portfolios, you can subscribe for $89 per month. Visit my website at GundersonCapital.com. That's GundersonCapital.com.
The stock market has never been busier or harder to keep up with. One day biotechs are hot, the next day they are not. High tech is down, low tech is up. And what about bonds and your 401k? So many questions coming faster than ever. But now you can keep up by subscribing to the Best Stocks Now podcast. Take it with you wherever you go. The Best Stocks Now podcast comes to you from the headquarters of Gunderson Capital Management, a nationally recognized firm that handles over $100 million in assets, not a newsroom. That is why the Best Stocks Now podcast is one of the most popular shows of its kind, and why you see Bill Gunderson so often on so many national financial news shows. Just subscribe one time and it's delivered automatically to your smartphone or computer every day. And don't tell your accountant, but it's free and easy to find at pwstreet.com. PWStreet.com, the Best Stocks Now podcast. Don't miss a thing. Get it now.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
We'll be right back.
Welcome back here to the second half of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. A couple interesting things here to bring to your attention. I see Marcus Lemonis, his Camping World. Did you know he's the CEO of Camping World? Which, yeah, I used to watch his show, The Profit, P-R-O-F-I-T, not P-R-O-P-H-E-T. Now, that's a whole different category there. But he is Marcus Lemonis, the prophet. And he would go into businesses and turn them around and put their processes in place and make sure they had a good product. Well, he's the CEO of Camping World, which is a publicly traded company, $1.1 billion in market cap, headquartered in Lincolnshire, Illinois. That stock continues to lag, though, Marcus. It's hitting a new 52-week low. Goldman Sachs cuts it to a neutral after having it at a buy. You know, that's a tough industry. It's a very competitive industry, that RV industry. I've seen a lot of RV big dealers come and go over the years, but Marcus Lemonis trying to make a splash. There's the CEO of Camping World, the publicly traded company that's not doing so well. Well, here's your big biotech event of the day. We've got a biotech VXRT that is up 161% today. It was $1.60 per share before the day got started, and now it's $4.22 a share. It is up 161%. Vaxart is initiating a Phase 1B norovirus vaccine clinical trial. And, of course, we've seen these norovirus outbreaks, especially on cruise ships. VXRT thinks they might have a vaccine for the norovirus. And the stock VXRT, which is a real tiny little stock, 29 million. They have, Marcus Lemonis says, RVs that sell for more than that. Vaxart up 160% here this morning. Okay, I got to mention Bitcoin before we get to our hot stocks, featured stocks of the day. Bitcoin is back above the $4,000 level. You know what? Yeah, that's great. I'm happy for Bitcoin. CBOE, the Chicago Board of Exchange, is pulling Bitcoin futures. Remember how popular those were? And some would say, well, this indicates a bottom for Bitcoin, because when the CBO started trading Bitcoin futures, that was a pretty good top. Because at one time, when the CBOE launched Bitcoin futures, Bitcoin was trading at 17,000. It currently trades just south of 4,000, or right around 4,000. The crash in the rest of the crypto market has been even greater. Well, now the CBOE pulling Bitcoin futures. Is it time to buy into Bitcoin? I need to bring your attention to Tencent Holdings. The Chinese markets are waking up big time. Tencent, one of the best companies in China. $450 billion is nothing to sneeze at. And of course, Tencent into just about everything. I guess the best comparable here in America would be Google. Although China also has Baidu, which is a big search engine. Tencent is kind of a combination of Netflix, Electronic Arts, Google, a lot of gaming. $450 billion. Now, Tencent, during the standoff, which is still going on, but during the height of the standoff between the U.S. and China, Tencent got clear down to $31 per share. That was in late October of last year, and it's back to $47 per share. I have owned a Tencent in the past and may own it again. We'll have to see. It's been growing earnings by 35% per year over the last 5 years. They are doing a little bit of trimming, laying off about 10% of their managers. Now, Tencent is scheduled to report earnings on Thursday, so we'll see where that comes in. I do own several Chinese stocks at the current time. I'm bullish on the Chinese market. It got very, very cheap there during the height of the standoff. In fact, the P.E. ratio of the Chinese market got down into the 10 range and even below that, and I started buying some of those Chinese stocks, but I have not bought back into Tencent Holdings, although I look at it every day and say, this looks better and better and better all the time. Okay, I couldn't help but notice, we got a report on Tilray. Everybody wants to know, how did Tilray's earnings come in? They're one of the big cannabis stocks. Tilray is way overvalued, in my opinion. Extremely overvalued, in my opinion. Tilray beat earnings. Tilray is a $6.8 billion company. It got up to $25 billion. Just several months ago. Now it's down to $6.8 billion. It was one of the most hyped cannabis stocks out there. They beat earnings. It's traded a lot of volume today, and it's made zero headway. In fact, Tilray is down 60 cents today, down 0.8%. You know, I saw the former Speaker of the House, John Boehner, on TV yesterday, and he was touting. He's now in the cannabis industry. I always kind of wondered about John Boehner. Where does he get that tan? He's always really tan. Isn't he from the Midwest somewhere? Is it really that sunny this time of year in the Midwest? I don't know about that guy. But anyways, if you're interested, he is involved with ACRGF, which is traded. It's an $860 million cannabis stock. It's red hot right now. And they had the CEO of Acreage Holdings, and they had John Boehner, who's involved in the company. I'm sure he's able to grease the legislative skids and work the government angle of this whole thing. Acreage Holding operates as an investment holding company and is engaged in the business of investing in cannabis companies. I think they're the largest grower of cannabis in the U.S. This stock is up 7.8% today. It was up 8% yesterday, 6% the day before, as John Boehner makes the rounds. I've added it to my database, ACRGF. All right, now I want to look at Google just for a minute. I want to go back to Google. Google is starting to break out. Google is a large cap stock. Over the last 10 years, Google has delivered to investors 22% per year, while the market 12.5%. That's pretty good alpha. Over the last 5 years, Google has delivered 14% per year, doubling the returns of the market, which has delivered 7%. And over the last 3 years, Google has returned 17%, while the market's 11%. It gets a performance grade of B. Okay, now a lot of these stocks that you hear me feature on the show, you know, they've got better alpha numbers, better relative strength numbers than Google has. But Google gets a B. And I would also note that Google is perking up here recently. There is the news today that they want to create a gaming streaming service, so you don't need the consoles and the, you know, everything that comes along with the Microsoft gaming systems and the other gaming systems, Nintendo, etc. Google's up a mere 3% over the last 12 months, however. From a valuation point of view, I have a 5-year target price on Google. Okay, if they can take their earnings, which are expected to be next year, and by the way, Google is a very profitable company. They're expected to make $55 per share next year. And if they can continue to grow at, 15 to 20%, probably more in the 15 area over the next 5 years, I have a $2,150 target price. I do not currently own Google, but it is currently ranked at number 215 out of 5,079. Definitely a candidate for a large cap growth portfolio. No dividend yield. This is Bill Gunderson. We'll be right back with the featured stock of the day.
This is Bill Gunderson, professional money manager and chief investment officer at Gunderson Capital Management. Many of my listeners are still in the accumulation phase of their lives. They continue to contribute to their retirement or savings accounts. Along with their contributions, they still need for their portfolios to grow. They need to be in the best asset classes for growth now. They don't have time to miss 9-year bull markets or be in the wrong places. I manage both an aggressive growth and a conservative growth portfolio for these folks. It seeks out the best growth stocks that I can find at any given point in time. These portfolios are carefully tended to by me on a daily basis. These two portfolios are also unconstrained. They are active, not passive. They can go anywhere in the world to find the best growth opportunities. At times, they may be in cash or have some inverse hedges if I think that the market is too expensive or the economy is headed into recession. Is your main objective still accumulation or growth? I'm on it. Contact us at GundersonCapital.com or call us at 855-611-BEST.
The 2019 Best Stocks Now Tour of America kicks off in Dallas on Wednesday, April 3rd, Thursday, April 4th, and Friday, April 5th. The Gunderson team will be at the Hilton Dallas-Fort Worth Lake Conference Center in the Grapevine area on those days. Bill Gunderson will be available to meet with you to discuss your current portfolio needs. Bill only has about 20 time slots available, and they'll sell out quick, so book your reservation early. Bill will also be teaching a workshop on the market on Wednesday, April 3rd. The workshop will also be held at the Hilton Conference Center in the Grapevine area. The workshop begins at 6:30 p.m. and will go until 8 p.m. Bill will be going over the current conditions in the economy and the market at that workshop. You'll also need a reservation to attend the workshop. To book an appointment with Bill or reserve seats for the workshop, give us a call at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST. You can also sign up on the website at GundersonCapital.com. That's GundersonCapital.com. See you in Dallas.
The stock market has never been busier or harder to keep up with. One day biotechs are hot. The next day they are not. High tech is down. Low tech is up. And what about bonds and your 401k? So many questions coming faster than ever. But now you can keep up by subscribing to the Best Stocks Now podcast. Take it with you wherever you go. The Best Stocks Now podcast comes to you from the headquarters of Gunderson Capital Management, a nationally recognized firm that handles over $100 million in assets, not a newsroom. That is why the Best Stocks Now podcast is one of the most popular shows of its kind, and why you see Bill Gunderson so often on so many national financial news shows. Just subscribe one time and it's delivered automatically to your smartphone or computer every day. And don't tell your accountant, but it's free and easy to find at pwstreet.com. pwstreet.com, the Best Stocks Now podcast. Don't miss a thing. Get it now.
When you lose power for a whole day due to a storm, it can seem endless. But there's a new kind of storm brewing, one that could target our nation's power grid and turn off the power not just for days, but months or even longer. Would you be prepared? Veteran news anchor Ted Koppel's new book, Lights Out, details this exact scenario. It's why many Americans are securing their own solar-powered generators to provide an endless supply of life-saving electricity without gas, fumes, or noise. When it comes to lightweight and powerful solar generators, the breakthrough Patriot Power Generator 1500 has it all, providing up to 1,500 continuous watts of clean, quiet, and free renewable solar power. You'll be able to power heat and lights, preserve food, recharge cell phones and computers, and keep critical medical devices going day after day, all from rechargeable solar power. If a blackout strikes, be protected with the power you need when you need it most. The Patriot Power Generator 1500. For all of the details, just go to blackout26.com. That's blackout26.com. Blackout26.com.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
And welcome back here to the final segment of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. Dallas coming up Wednesday, April 3rd, Thursday, April 4th, Friday, April 5th with a workshop on Wednesday, April 3rd, and appointments with me all 3 days. Call Edie, 855-611-BEST, 855-611-BEST, or go to our website at GundersonCapital.com, and then it's on to Sarasota. May 14th, 15th, 16th, that's a Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday, with a workshop Wednesday at 6:30 p.m. at the Hyatt Regency downtown on the waterfront there, and appointments with me and my team all 3 days. Again, call Edie, 855-611-BEST, or go to the website at GundersonCapital.com. Now, during my trip through the market yesterday, I was on the water all day yesterday. I got a sunburn. You know, I try to wear sunscreen so I don't get too sunburned while I'm out there on the water from sun up, not quite to sundown, but I put some good hours in on the water. I made the following observations yesterday, and then we'll get to the featured stock of the day. I noticed that all of a sudden the healthcare stocks, which had sold off viciously on news of potential Medicare for all, that really sent shivers through United Healthcare, Anthem, WellCare, etc. Now those stocks are storming back. I noticed very good charts yesterday in Anthem, ANTM, and in United Healthcare, UNH. I own both of those stocks. I also noticed very good action yesterday in the emerging markets, which I became bullish on late last year. I avoided the big sell-off in the emerging markets last year. I told you to avoid the emerging markets, and then I watched them start to turn around late last year. And they've risen up in the rankings in my Best Stocks Now app, and now I'm a bull and I own stocks in the emerging markets and ETFs in the emerging markets. You can look at VWO as a real good proxy. That's a Vanguard $64 billion ETF breaking out now to new 52-week highs. VWO, very, very strong. The other one that caught my eye yesterday was RIO, R-I-O, which is a giant $100 billion company out of the UK with the mining, metals, industrial minerals. I think maybe they like the Brexit news, and you've had a sudden surge in commodity prices. Rio is breaking out to new 52-week highs, and it pays a dividend yield of 5.3%. And lastly, Microsoft broke out to a new 52-week high yesterday. Powerful breakout, pulling back a little bit today, however. Okay, I'm going to make the breakout of the day yesterday, without question. I was gushing about it, was Amazon. Amazon blows away the returns of Google over the years. Amazon is way ahead of Google. And I think Google is slowing down right now a little bit. Over the last 10 years, an investment in Amazon has delivered 38% per year, market 12.5. That's triple the returns of the S&P 500. Over the last 5 years, Amazon 36% per year, market 7.3 as the average over the last 5 years. And over the last 3 years, Amazon has delivered 44% per year, market 11. That's four times market returns. Over the last 12 months, Amazon up 10%, market down 5.7. Overall, Amazon gets an A+ performance grade. Let's hear the applause there. Google was a B performance grade. Now, this is graded on the scale against all the other 5,079 stocks, ETFs, mutual funds in my database. Amazon sits right there on the front row of the class in the A+ aisle, valedictorian row. From a valuation point of view, I have a 5-year target price on Amazon of $3,000 per share. Yes, that's right. It's at $17.75, somewhere in there right now. When I add up the performance of the stock or the relative strength or the alpha, whatever you want to call it, that A+ performance grade and a value grade of C+ right now. Well, it's not the cheapest stock out there, obviously. If you want a cheap stock, go buy JCPenney, you know, or one of these other Macy's. They're cheap. Amazon is not cheap, but Amazon is currently ranked at number 187 out of 5,079. I have a large position in it. How can you own a premier growth fund of the best large cap growth stocks in the world today and not own Amazon? Despite all the controversy, you know, there's always controversy swirling around, especially these days around Jeff Bezos. And you've always got government scrutiny, you know, and that kind of thing. What can I say? That was the breakout of the day. That was one that caught my eye more than anything yesterday, was the massive breakout in Amazon, which now makes Amazon, if Elizabeth Warren doesn't break it up, Amazon is now a $868 billion company. Too powerful? Too strong? Too influential? Is it a monopoly? Well, it's the breakout of the day, and it's my featured stock of the day, and I own it right now. It's one of the 25 stocks I own in my premier growth portfolio, where I strive, just like every Major League Baseball team out there right now. What are they looking to do? They're looking to put the 25 best players on their roster for opening day to stand on that white stripe, and even more than that, have as many representatives as they possibly can in the Midsummer Classic, where the best of the best face off. That's the way you got to look at your portfolio. And there's no room in my growth portfolios for Coca-Cola and Johnson & Johnson and Kimberly-Clark. They've had their days. Put them in the Hall of Fame. I don't care. But there's a new class of growth stocks out there. If you're a growth investor, you need to own the best growth stocks of today, not the soggy, stodgy old growth giants of yesterday. If your portfolio is a mess, call 855-611-BEST. I need a little jingle, huh? 855-611-BEST or contact us at GundersonCapital.com. Have a great day, everybody.
This show is not a solicitation to buy or sell any securities. Bill Gunderson or clients of Gunderson Capital Management may have long or short positions in stocks mentioned during the show. Gunderson Capital Management is a fee-based registered investment advisor. All accounts are held at Scottrade. Scottrade is a member of SIPC and FINRA.